The Jagannath Das Babaji.
Jagannath Das Babaji.
He helped.
Was too much old. And when Bihari Das Babaji came to the street, he carried Jagannath Babaji in a basket. He went to see the place of Mahaprabhu and then. And suddenly he thought, oh, you just. Get me down. And he said, where you began to dig? You begin to dig. The Kaji came and broke the Madanga. And that was cut here. So we are told that the place was dug and the pieces of Madanga. Working fast, but how there. It doesn't matter. She was nearby. She was Ballal Dibi is there, Ballal Shanta. Ballal Shanta's capital, his palace was there. And that is in the limited condition.
Big.
These three things there cannot be established. But that was the town, the location, town was located there. And that's that part of it.
Lal Bahadur
যখন প্রাইম মিনিস্টার অফ ইন্ডিয়া 65 সেই সময় জন্মাষ্টমীর কাছাকাছি
সময়
And that Lal Bahadur Shastri, the Prime Minister, Swami Maharaj, he gave him one Srimad Bhagavatam, his translation, and he very much appreciated it.
They will restrict that. One yogi, he used to mix with Indira, Gandhi, and taking the advantage of that, he used to do much with not good to try to influence the government, the different department. Because he considered himself the favorite of Indira. And Indira is a important reason because like, you know, the government of Kerala. So he enjoyed the quarter and Dimri Hanuman Road and started the Golden Mall in Hanuman Road. Lal Bahadur Shastri. And he did not tell his health. He did not care to pay the rent, and none could approach to him to collect the rent for the house. And Lal Bahadur asked him when he came and asked him to make it up. But he did not, willingly he did not. And the other takes all his things, put, throw them on the street. And that was done. Then the man, that yogi, what do you mean? The yogi was supposed to go to someone else. A very strict man, Lal Bahadur. Yeah, different asana.
Try to
poorest conception of human idea. In culture, the poorest. They live in high thinking. Generally, this is becoming a sinful thought. They live in authority. Humanity is dead. Personality is there.
Nimai was telling us that the communists, some of them like Chaitanya, but they only like Chaitanya because they think that he was a revolutionary also.
Yes, the first revolution that was found here in India, especially Bengal, started by Chaitanya. Revolution. And also civic disobedience to the Qadi. The government representative, he announced that no Sankirtan will be held here. This is my ruling. And Mahaprabhu did not care for that. He organized the Sankirtan party and conducted it to be part of the country. That is disobedience, civil disobedience to the government. That was first started by Chaitanya, and the revolutionary in everywhere. The Brahmins, they are very much particular about the caste distinction. The Mahaprabhu did not care that. Any caste, maybe even outside Hindu, the Muslims, if they come prepared with sincere regard for Krishna, they should be taken in. Whereas so-called Brahmins, if they not have proper conception of Krishna consciousness, they must be social construction also a revolution was inaugurated by Chaitanya, and the political field also. He first started the civil disobedience without any weapon to go against the order of the government. Of these two things, they say, we did not do. He's the father of all revolution, first revolution, and civil disobedience to the God order. So we are here. And we don't like his Krishna consciousness.
They can't understand that.
We can't understand them, that is a mild statement. We won't uproot it. That was his marriage. Madness. We can't accommodate.
Any question?
Huh? I'm Sundar. Sundar sir? Yes. Kalma?
Yes,
sir. Aka? Yes, sir.
No.
Kalna,
this evening, anyone who wants to may remain, or otherwise they may go to the Shesha Sai Vishnu. And Kesav Maharaj Nam Gosha Nagar, so Kesav Maharaj Tavan Shilam, I don't know, Bilal Bhavan. Which throat Kasa was in it? Avay arrived in Mathura by train from Allahabad and approached Koshi by rickshaw. The countryside was full of charm for Avay. Instead of factories,
charm.
Factories and large buildings, there were mostly forests. And aside from the main paved road on which he travelled, there were only dirt roads and soft sandy lands. As a Vaishnav, Abhay felt sensations an ordinary man would not. Now and then he sighted a peacock in the field. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would speak that evening for the last time and would be leaving the Parikrama party the next day. So there was a choice of going on the Parikrama, staying for the lecture. Srila Prabhupada. So I met them in Koshi and Kesav Maharaj was informing that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is going to Mathura tomorrow morning and he will speak Hari Katha this evening. এখানে কেবল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত করে না এখানে কেশব মারেন নট দ্যাট টাইম কেশব মারেন
Prabhupada is Bhaktivinoda Swami. He is saying this 60 years later. He's saying at that time Kesava, because this time, by now, he's no longer Vinod Babu. Now he's Kesava. Just like if you said when he was 3 years old, Sridhar Maharaj ate the mango. So when he was 3 years old, he wasn't Sridhar Maharaj.
I didn't know him.
He is saying Kesava Maharaj. Just like if you say, when my mother was five, when your mother was five, she was not a mother.
Oh.
But you will say, when my mother was five.
When my mother.
Now I have to give an example.
When my mother was five.
Yes. He is saying that Kesava Maharaj, at the time of Parikram, he was not Kesava Maharaj, but Vinod Babu.
Oh.
So how is it he is saying here that during the Parikram, Kesava Maharaj said something?
Not accurate representation.
But it
is life.
But
life.
Yes. But I'm saying that it's like if I say.
If he had said that Prabhupada or Swami Maharaj, one side he is taking the previous course, another side the present.
I was saying that if I say when my mother was five, so she is my mother, I give some respect, I'm calling her my mother. But when she was 5 years old...
My mother, before her marriage...
Yes.
I didn't say it. It is clear, my mother, before her marriage...
Yes.
If she was living in that school.
Right. But at that time...
She was not mother.
She was not mother.
But must be explicit.
Yes.
We have the possibility of misconception.
Yes, possibility of misconception.
Srila Prabhupada is wrong.
When Prabhupada was here, Kesava Maharaj did not take sannyas.
Yes.
During his presence, Prabhupada did not take sannyas.
Yeah, so it is out of context.
So it is creating complex.
Yes, misunderstanding.
The Prabhupada was living, but at the whole time was Krishna Maharaj Vinodbhava.
Yes.
After Prabhupada's disappearance, after four years after his disappearance, he took sannyas from me, and then he became Krishna Maharaj.
So it
is a misleading.
Misleading representation.
And at the same time, he is representing his Gurudev in his previous name.
Yes.
That is also this object.
Yes, they call him Abai.
Very. Prabhu Maharaj in his previous name.
Yes.
It should be something like that. My mother had been saying, my Gurudev. That is that my mother in her, she did like that.
Yes.
And my Gurudev in his previous life, he did this. Your example will come to this time. My mother, my Gurudev.
Yes.
He was in that time. He was the place of his duty. He is doing negatively his previous life. And in another, at the same time, he is representing
Keshava
Maharaj.
Yes, so that is contradiction.
Informing that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is going to Mathura. Bhakti Siddhanta, therefore,
is Bhakti Siddhanta.
It is mad.
See, that is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
Now, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is here. Bhakti Siddhanta is Thakur Ji Tahara.
Thakur Goswami is some other book.
So I have one question. When we're making a book, when we're editing, while editing one book, when we refer, at the time when we are writing one book, sometimes a reference is made to Bhakti Siddhanta. So, yes, but my question is that sometimes you will say Srila Prabhupada, you refer to Bhakti Siddhanta as Srila Prabhupada, but if we write Srila Prabhupada in our book, the American devotees, they're thinking that this Srila Prabhupada is Bhaktivedanta Swami. So this creates confusion. So we want to know how we should represent Bhakti Siddhanta.
The disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, they gave some opposition to this.
They gave some opposition.
Because our Guru Maharaj, he gave respect to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, no name to Bhakti. If anyone was in the name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he ignored him. He could not tolerate that Bhaktivinoda made the title of any other. He was so good for us. About his own Gurudev. So all the descendants of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, they wanted that Prabhupada, this name should be reserved for Guru Maharaj, as you do. Jaitirtha, Bhavananda, they do not take the name of Prabhupada. Why? For special respect to their Guru. If he is Prabhupada, means Abhayacharan is Prabhupada. And neither Jaitirtha nor this man nor that Acharya. Their disciples also won't call by that name. Jaitirtha's disciples won't say Jaitirtha as Prabhupada.
No.
So Prabhupada is located. We must take it in our case also.
Yeah.
And all the disciples of Prabhupada have taken that course. The Prabhupada reserved for our Guru Maharaj. Our
yes.
disciples won't say Prabhupada to me.
Yes.
You follow?
Yes, I follow.
So, that is not accepted in that your case. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. And then his disciple Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta. That is Anamadi.
Yes.
And you can trust in yourself because you cannot allow to say the disciples of Jayakrishna and Bhavananda to that guru as Prabhupada.
Yes, I understand.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
In your case, you give the respect. But in the case of your guru's guru, you fail to give respect, that respect, what is given by all other disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta. Hello?
Yes. but my question was a little different. The question was that we know...
But I did not give any objection because Prabhupada generally used in the name of everyone's guru. He had also Bhagavan's Goswami. Odin Krishna Prabhupada, Prahangopal Prabhupada, that is also used. So, anyone to his guru, he will say Prabhupada. He is not, but there is particular sentiment which we found in our village. He could not tolerate the name of Bhaktivinoda to any person.
Yeah, what I'm saying
our
is...
Guru Maharaj. Because Bhaktivinoda was the title of Kedarnath, Bhaktivinoda, Satchidananda, after Babaji was Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda, Satchidananda. But Prabhupada could not tolerate that Bhaktivinoda, this name, should be given to any other. Bhaktivinoda is Bhaktivinoda, he is unique, absolutely.
But the question was a little different. See, on the tapes, when you say Srila Prabhupada, you mean Bhaktisiddhanta. But if we publish in one book Srila Prabhupada, all the ISKCON men who read the book, they will think, oh, Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Oh.
So when you say on the tape Srila Prabhupada, sometimes we have to change that to say Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Yes.
So we were wondering what would be the correct representation. Shall we always say Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati? What would be the best way to represent that? That was my question.
You also there bracket, one bracket, give.
We can make in bracket like yes. that.
Prabhupada, when Prabhupada's Prabhupada told his adjective put and bracket.
Bracket,
yes.
Bhaktisiddhanta.
I see. And the bracket.
Yeah, that was, well, that was a problem.
Tarpadeli Chambudaman. So at that time I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Siddhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it twice. What can I see at this Shesha Sai? The Shesha Sai ji gave him. Mathura tomorrow morning and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to may remain. Or
who?
Otherwise... Or
who?
Otherwise...
Parijatya or not?
Again?
Parijatya or not? Asubhujya.
Ekkertibhujya.
তাহলে ভালো করে পড়ে যাও যাতে বুঝছি আমি বুঝতে
এনিওয়ান হু ওয়ান্টস টু মে রিমেইন অর আদারওয়াইজ দে মে গো টু সি শ্রেষ্ঠ সাই বিষ্ণু সো অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম আই থিঙ্ক ওনলি টেন অর টুয়েলভ মেন রিমেইন শ্রীধর মহারাজ ওয়াজ ওয়ান অফ দেম দরবারের মধ্যে একজন আপনি
খজনেশ্বর জানো ওটা মজা হয়েছে সবাই শেষকারি একটা জায়গা যেটা পরিক্রমায় দেখানো হয় তারপরের দিন যখন ক্যাম্প হলো ওখানে বলে খসিনাশ ধরে কোন খাবে তখন বলে শেষ সারিতে তো দেখা হলো না তা আমি যদি বলবো বলে এই আজকে তো এইখানে থাকা হবে তবে সব শেষ সারি দেখে আস এইগুলি নেমি মারাত অনেক এবং আরো সব জাতি জাতি তারা শেষ সারি দেখতে কিন্তু যাতে না যায় এই জন্য একটু বা ঘোষণা দেবেন যে আজকে আমি হরিকথা বলব এই বলবে যে আমি হরিকথা বলবো আর তার উদ্দেশ্য হল যাতে আমার কথা শুনবার জন্যে তার চেপটে যে দেখতে যাবে তাহলে না যান তা অনেকেই চলে গেল উনি বলছেন যে প্রধান লোক 10-12 জন গেল না তার মধ্যে আমি যাইনি আমি দেখতে যাইনি এবং ওরা একটা পয়েন্ট যে তারা দর্শনের চেয়ে তুমি তাদের কথা শোনা তাকে প্রাধান্য দিল যারা তাদের মধ্যে শ্রীধর মহারাজ তিনি শেখসাই দর্শনের পরিবর্তে তিনি গুরুবাদের কথা শুনবার জন্য থাকবেন যে কজন থাকবে তার মধ্যে
And I thought it wise. What can I see at this Sesosai? Let me hear what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati will speak. Let me hear.
But sometimes he will write Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, but no Saraswati Thakur. Is that all right? Or is that disrespectful? To just say Srila Bhakti Siddhanta with no full name.
It's desirable that we should say their name with honor, but sometimes we say Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna, you. We are Sri Krishna.
Yes.
You, not giving much respect to Krishna. Say so near. Thou, not even with respect. You may be honorable, but tui, just to say to be friend. In this way we most familiarly sometimes we address the Lord, highest Lord himself. And that is the state of the devotee's heart. Sometimes we find that he finds his Lord so near, we don't like to give any honor, but to give honor. Honorable in way that means to send him far. And very near, and like a friend, we sometimes take him. But that is another note. And you.
What is the difference?
Thou.
Thou is more respectful, more honorable.
More honorable.
Mane tini. Like that. It's like apni.
Thou, thy. That is more honorable than you and yours.
Yes.
But we are told just the opposite.
The opposite?
Of course, about the Lord, we sometimes use thou.
Yes.
But thou. When it's to a child, but ordinary man, a big man will address you as thou.
Thou is not used in English anymore.
Previously, when it was in use.
Previously, when it was used.
What was the meaning? Respectable or lower?
I think it was respectable. Generally,
we are told that this is non-respectable.
Non-respectable.
But about God also sometimes it has been used. Thou.
Nowadays.
Here also about Krishna. The most respectable way of taking his name and a very familiar way of taking his name. Krishna. Hmm. Krishna, sometimes he is tui, not respectable. Some that. Tui bode pata sambhada nate. Bhakti yota bode ra. Dhanate. Tui. Pagali gaya se. Manusha deo gaya. Yo bichu mohra hosti tuapade namda kisho. Pravare. Vivode marane, sampade vivode. Gavadiva upade marane, rakubi mahabhavi jaiccha tuhara, nitya dasa ki tuha vidhara. Janma vi more iccha jadito. So that is negligible when you are addressed, contemptible. So that is used towards the lower section. So, but a devotee is using that very infinitely way. You are very near to me. I can address you in any way I like. You are so near. The honor cannot give you any greater esteem. What sort of honor I can give to you? What I have got? And the simple way, the Adivasi, the Santal, they always use that neglected language. Tui, to, the sentiment, the corresponding sentiment that is to be considered of value, not the word always. The meaning of the word, the sentiment through the word, that is must be formed. Still we have got a form, a fashion of taking the name of the superiors in a younger perspective.
Then Srila Prabhupada goes, my wife was a devotee of Krishna.
My
wife. Srila Prabhupada goes,
Prabhupada means Saimana.
My wife was a devotee of Krishna, but she had some other idea. Her idea was just to worship the deity at home and live peacefully. My idea was peaceful. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Sangha Katha Bolte Gele Ei Rokom Bolchen. Sekhane heading ta diyeche Srila Prabhupada. ওইটা তো পাচ্ছি না, মানে আপনার সঙ্গে যে 1930 সালে ওখানে একটা কথাবার্তা হয়েছিল এলাহাবাদে, এটা দেখছি না।
এটা তো ওখান থেকে আরো আগে থাকি আছে কোন, তখন শ্রীঘাত মহারাজ তো না, তখন ওকে উনি যখন বানপ্রস্থ হয় এইভাবে কোনখানে দেওয়া আছে তখন আমার সাদা কাপড় সন্ন্যাস হয়নি, তাই ফার্স্ট যখন ওকে
প্রচার করতে গিয়েছি
ভারতী মহারাজ সন্ন্যাসী ভারতী মহারাজের পাড়া তোমার ভাষায় পাড়াবার জন্য আমি গিয়ে দেখে শিক্ষা আর ওই তপস্বী মহারাজের সঙ্গে ছিল
অতুলানন্দ অভয় ইন্টারেস্ট ইনসেটেবল
অতুলানন্দ তারা আমাদের মত কম
অতুলানন্দ টোল হাউ ইন 1925
অতুলানন্দ
বলছি Otulanand told him how in 1925 Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had led a big procession, circumambulating the holy land of Navadvip.
Navadvip Parikrama Karta. But Pratishthale Parikrama Karta, Oli Jira Otulananda Hoke. And Bodha Sayasana Maramani Hai Jira Nati. Parikrama.
It is riding on the backs of
decorated elephants.
And with devotees from all parts of India attending. In years, professional priests who opposed Srila Bhakti Siddhanta acceptance of
disciples
breaks and rocks on the procession. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta has continued
Undaunted.
Undaunted. In 1926, he had toured throughout India preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya. He had also installed deities in the large temple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. And a year ago, he had begun publishing his magazine, Sadhan Soshani, in three languages, including an English edition called The Harmonist. After several visits and hours of discussion on the activities and philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnava, Otulananda brought Mr. Dev to the Allahabad Ashram, Shortly thereafter, the motto relocated to a rented house on South Malacha. South Malacha? Street near Rambagh, just a short walk from Abhay's house. Now it was possible for Abhay to visit every evening after work. He would attend the motto, where he would play the Mridanga, surprising the Brahmacharis with his already developed Mridanga playing skills. He sang bhajans with them and sometimes took the lead part in the congregational singing. He would also bring important persons from Allahabad to visit the Math. For the Brahmacharis, Abhay seemed to give new life to their ashram, and for Abhay, new life had come to him in his reunion with the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. In 1930, Gaur Mohan self took a turn for the road. Gaur Mohan self took a turn for the woods. And his
he felt sick.
Members gathered around him, thinking that his end had come. Abhay had been in Bombay on business, and it was late when he reached Allahabad and knocked on the door. Gaur Mohan told his daughter Rajeshwari, "Open the door, Abhay has come." She replied, "No, he is in Bombay." Gaur Mohan repeated, "I tell you that he has come. You open the door." It was about midnight. She went down the stairs, opened the door, and found that her brother and him had come. Abhay went to his mother.
Her brother
had come.
Had indeed come.
Had
indeed.
I am his joy.
Whose brother?
Oh, yeah, Rajeshwari Gala, Niche.
Rajeshwari.
Indeed, my mistress.
Abhay went to his father. "How are you?" "I am all right," Gaur Mohan replied. "You just take rest for the night." The next morning, Abhay called the doctor. "How your father is living, we don't know." The doctor told him, "He has practically no pulse. He has been living without food for several months." Well, Abhay asked his father, "What is your wish? Tell me." "Why are you asking?" his father replied. "Has the doctor told you anything?" Abhay said, "No, I am asking because I am staying in Bombay and you are here. So if you have any wish, any intention, let me know. I am here for you." Gaur Mohan told him to give their cow to the Allahabad Gaudiya Math.